Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMEN, Linda Curlis, C-U-R-L-I-S. Linda Curlis is a 61-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1-4-21. But on that occasion, she fell down the deck steps of the building where she worked. These steps were outdoors. She reports falling on her back, injuring her back, right leg, and left shoulder. She was seen at Virtual Emergency Room the same day. Further evaluation led to diagnoses of torn rotator cuff and disc damage. She did undergo left shoulder rotator cuff repair on 3/31/22. She is not currently receiving treatment for her injuries. However, the lower back and left hip she is seeking treatment for. Her primary care doctor referred her to another orthopedist. The record supplied a first report of injury indicated on 1/4/21. She was having a conversation and quit her job. As she went to take a step onto the step, she fell, injuring her back and her right knee. Medical records show Ms. Curlis was seen at the emergency room on 1/4/21. She underwent several x-rays whose results will be inserted here. She denied striking her head or experiencing loss of consciousness. At the referral of Dr. Wilson, she underwent an MRI of the right humerus on 5/3/21. It showed low-grade chondroid lesions, such as an enchondroma, within the proximal right humerus. There was partial thickness intersubstance tear of the infraspinatus tendon at its insertion. There were probable post-surgical hematoma/seroma within the right breast. She was also seen on 5/10/21 by Dr. O-Y-E-Y-E-M-I for acute pain in the left shoulder, common depression, common vitamin D deficiency, common and gastroesophageal reflux disease. She was on several medications. She was being seen for the first time in the Camden office since last being seen in the Cherry Hill Free Clinic. She was diagnosed with early stage breast cancer for which she had surgery and is awaiting for follow-up studies to determine chemotherapy. Her post-operative mammogram showed a posterior calcification, which is yet to be clarified if there is any need for follow-up biopsy. Her only physical complaint today is that of left shoulder pain around the deltoid area that limits abduction. She said this had been going on since January after she suffered a major fall down the steps. She continues to require muscle relaxers for her back. History was already remarkable for elbow surgery and knee surgery. New paragraph. On 6/9/21, she was seen by sports medicine specialist Dr. Chong, C-H-O-N-G. He felt her left shoulder pain is consistent with a small rotator cuff tear and subacromial bursitis. X-rays showed no osteoarthritis or fracture. He also performed ultrasound of the left rotator cuff. That does seem to be a small tear of the supraspinatus, but she does have pretty significant subacromial bursitis. Pretty believes she would benefit from a corticosteroid injection followed by physical therapy. Pretty also wanted her to discuss with her radiation oncologist to ensure the steroid injection will not interact with any of her other treatments. was on ascorbic acid, aspirin, Zyrtec, cholecalciferol, cyanocobalamin, diclofenac sodium gel, Pepcid, Synthroid, magnesium oxide, comma, multivitamin, comma, naprosyn, comma, pravacol, comma, Zoloft, comma, Xanaflex, comma, CoQ10, comma, and Buspar. Here she was not taking the zinc as before. Period. History was also remarkable for anxiety, comma, chronic back pain, comma, delayed emergence from general anesthesia. Period. Dr. Chong. Treated her conservatively. Period. This included an injection. Period. On 9/29/21, she had a flare of her subacromial bursitis. Period. She was no longer on radiation, but was on a new medication and estrogen inhibitor. Period. She had her COVID booster 1 month ago. Period. Shoulder exam found flexion to 150 degrees, comma, abduction 120 degrees, with full external and internal rotation. Period strength was 5/5. Period there were positive Hawkins and near signs. Period. Remaining provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. There was no tenderness palpation. Period. She did accept a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder on 6/21/21. Period. She followed up with Dr. Chung through 9/29/21. Period. New paragraph on 2/7/22. She was seen in the same facility by Dr. Chung once again. Period. He noted some of the results of her breast cancer studies. Period. On 2/7/22, she had failed cortisone injections done under ultrasound guidance, as well as ibuprofen, Tylenol, and tizanidine. Period. He wanted to get an MRI to evaluate for full thickness rotator cuff tear. Period. On 2/24/22, he wrote, MRI showed severe supraspinatus tendinosis with an additional full-thickness rotator cuff tear at the anterior insertion with 1.2 centimeters of tendon retraction. Period. At that point, she had undergone two corticosteroid injections and was interested in surgical intervention. Period. She was given a referral to see Dr. McMillan. Period. Paragraph she presented to Dr. McMillan on 2/24/22. Period. He noted the traumatic injury to the left shoulder after falling downstairs last January. Period. She had severe back issues as well as other issues, including diagnoses that later came unrelated to that fall of a lump in her breast which required radiation. Period. She remains symptomatic about the shoulder. Period. He diagnosed full thickness rotator cuff tear, comma, impingement syndrome, comma, and biceps tendinopathy. Period. He was going to hold off on any further corticosteroid injections as this may weaken the remaining tendon. Period. He recommended surgical intervention. And physical therapy, period. On 3/25/22, he performed left shoulder rotator repair, comma, subacromial decompression, comma, Mumford procedure, comment possible bicep tenodesis. Paired provisional diagnoses were left shoulder full thickness, rotator cuff tear, comma, impingement syndrome, comma, and biceps tendinopathy. Period. The actual procedure was done on 3/30/22, resulting in a postoperative diagnosis of complete tear of the rotator cuff. Period. She underwent arthroscopy with distal claviculectomy. Period. She followed up with Dr. McMillan postoperatively. Period. On the visit of 7/28/22, she was doing well and ready to do her job duties driving a bus, because she had been able to exercise during therapy. Period. Her pain was minimal. Period. Her strength was improving daily, although still remained an issue. Period. She was better than it was prior to surgery. Period. Upon exam, there was no signs of external trauma, and she had virtually full range of motion. Period. The forward elevation was 150 degrees, comma, abduction 120 degrees, but passively was 140 degrees. Period. Passive external rotation at the side was 80 degrees. Period. Internal rotation was to L4. Period. Strength was 4 to 4+/5 by manual muscle testing. Period. He had her continue to work on home exercises and cleared her to resume driving the bus. Period. On the notice 7/28/22, there was a list of past medical history conditions that now included chronic neck pain, comma, chronic pain disorder, comma, claustrophobia, comma, fracture of the left elbow, comma, cervical herniated disc, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, spinal stenosis, comma, scoliosis, comma, and joint pain. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She described noticing itching over the last 6 months in her back that has now changed to pain. Period. There were healed portal scars at the left shoulder and an open surgical scar about the left elbow. Period. There was atrophy of the left web space, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. The left wrist extension was reduced to 15 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the wrist, elbow, shoulders, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle test was 5/-5 for resisted left elbow extension as well as shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Hand wrist elbow is normal, shoulder maneuver is normal, extremities lower. She remained in her pants and sneakers, limiting visualization and direct examination of her feet. In general, the exam here was otherwise normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 45 degrees. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 45 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. She plunged straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 90 degrees. Elicited low back and hip tenderness, but no radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 1/4/21, Linda Carlos advised her employer that she quit. Period. As she turned to walk down the steps, she tripped and fell and injured herself. Period. She was seen at the emergency room and had numerous diagnostic studies. Period. She then followed up at Virtua and had additional conservative care. Period sheet was seen by sports medicine specialist Dr. Chung. Period. He performed various injections without long-lasting relief. Period. Eventually, they pursued surgical intervention to be inserted here. Period. This was on 3/30/22. Period. As of 7/28/22, she felt ready to return to her job duties as a bus driver and was cleared to do so. Period. She was placed in maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be full range of motion of the left shoulder. Period. There was mild weakness in the surrounding musculature. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the left shoulder and hands were negative. Period. Direct examination of her feet could not be performed, but she was able to walk on her heels and toes and squat. Period. She had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 7.5% permanent partial total disability at the left shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability at the back, comma, right hand or arm, comma, or the feet. Period. End.